momentous week it has been here at the Phil Henry Show. A great many things have gone down. Not really, but we are one step closer to the, reveal of our new website. Brand spanking new, beautiful design. Great guys at Sound Mountain. You know, super, super heavyweight motherfuckers are working on this site. Number two. We have another meeting scheduled with our friends at, I probably shouldn't say, but I will tune in. And we're looking at a couple of streaming radio stations to augment our website. And number three, I got a call from a radio trade. They wanted to do an interview with me. And I said, and I don't want to mention who because I don't want to embarrass people, but they said, Mr. Henry, you're not in radio anymore. You know, and you're living life there at your website. I mean, what's that about? And I said, well, it's just what it is, man. You know, I've found a way to make a living and not have to be on the fucking radio. Excuse my language, but that's what I've done. And you think that's better? Anytime you can be your own boss and you can own your own business and own your content and make a living doing it. A lot of people think that you're perceived as somebody who couldn't make it in radio. I said, well, they're going to perceive me all they goddamn want. I know that's a lot of bullshit and a lot of talk and a lot of motherfuckers that, you know, whatever. The fact is this. I don't have to work for anybody anymore. And the money they're paying in radio now is dog shit. I mean, I know cats that have had their salaries slashed 3/4 to work in the radio world. And, that's not really the way it is at all stations. I said, okay, tell me where they're still making the same money they were making. Rush Limbaugh. I said, that's 4 guys, man. You know, we have an industry with God knows how many thousands of people. And so the conversation went. I said, you know, I don't want to be on the record for any of this shit. I said to him, which basically means don't use my name, you know, because I didn't really want to be in his magazine. And but if you see any of those quotes pop up, maybe with somebody else's name on them, you'll know. All right, we've got Jen. Jen's got buffering issues. I just saw the buffering there, Jen. Sorry about that. Let me tell you what's going on with that. I did some investigation. We have a company called Frontier. They're in Tampa. We have an account with them. And they're supposed to provide us with our high-speed internet. And Kyle, welcome, brother. I know that there's Allie. Allie's back. Frontier, Tampa, you're supposed to be providing me with high-speed internet. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with buffering. I'm sure you've got a million and one excuses as to why I get this shit every now and again. We don't have it every week. The only time we ever have buffering is when I look and I pay attention to it. I swear to God, every time I don't pay attention, there's no fucking buffering problem. But I happened to glance over and I looked at my ugly fucking face, and there it was. So I'm saying to you people at Frontier, this is an account that was set up unbeknownst to me, which is fine. I mean, it happens all the time. And we're about ready to cut your ass loose, but I will give you a call this week, and I want to find out exactly what it is you do for me and why I'm paying you the money that I'm paying you, which is a fairly significant amount of money for my, quote, high-speed internet. Don't you think that should include enough goddamn bandwidth or whatever to get a video out, or have I got my head up my ass here? All right. Alexis is with us from Bellingham, Washington. Hopefully better real connection from last Friday. Alexis, sorry. Luke D. is with us. Always love to see you. Mike Nickus is with us. Mike, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Bryn, hello, Bryn. I saw Allie in here. Ken Forsey. Ken, how you doing? Brian is with us. MD, Phil fan. Mike, John, flying high with football up here in Seattle with football. And there was, who was our first-timer? Kyle. I mentioned the podcast a couple of times, or not the podcast, the chat a couple of times on the show this week because I wanted people to know that we got this thing. And I'm going to ask you guys a question. It's a hard question for me to ask, but I'm going to ask you guys because I have faith and I have trust in my Friday night chat people. There's Kyle. Allie, where you been? Anna Mata. Hi, all. Staying up late in San Antonio. Hello, Anna. Jeff. All right, Jeff. It wouldn't be a chat without Jeff, our brother in Sacramento, and I know it's him because he just made some crude comment to, I'm kidding around, man. I didn't mean to say, Jeff's a good guy. All right, we got a real hardcore group here tonight. You know, being in the chat, I guess, is intimidating. Here's a first-timer, Jacob. How you doing, brother? Jacob, great. Jamie from Venice. Jamie, how you doing? All right, Yvette is with us. Good. I want to ask you, it was very interesting today, and you guys can talk among yourselves, which is, I know you do that, but I just want to ask you something while you're talking among yourself. David Jefferson is with us. Where are you at, David? What city? I want to ask you this, because today I saw that fake news thing on Facebook, and I actually went on to Twitter, which I want to do a lot these days because I'm mentally unstable. And I said, well, you know, fake news stories, we dealt with that for 20 years on my show. I said, we've done fake, and most of the people listening to me know it was fake. You probably have seen this. You were where last week, Allie? Connecticut? Having a Harry Potter-thon with your sister and nieces. That's beautiful. Up in CI. Where is CI? Apathy. How you doing, brother? William Beggs is with us from Salt Lake City. George Smith, a first-timer. Oh, he's saying the first-timers pay. And there is Jeff. I know that's Jeff from Sacramento because you just said to Allie, all my love. Jason, suffering from buffering. Sorry, dude. He's in the lower left side of Michigan. I think it is this time, Jason, but we've had some problems. I set the mood tonight for the chat by making a fire. That's John. All right. So, anyway, make a long story short. You know, I did this whole thing about this, and, you know, people were listening, people were talking to me about it. I said, you know, we did all that fake shit, and I said, no, I don't do that anymore personally because everybody is joking everybody. Everybody's pranking everybody, and it's not funny anymore as far as I'm concerned. So my question for you guys tonight is the following. Channel Islands. Allie, you were in Channel Islands? God damn. Out of sight, Allie. Well, next time you're up here, man, you gotta give me a holler because we gotta go and have some dinner, lunch, go over to this Greek place they have in the harbor. I'm gonna ask you guys this tonight. You can think about this. You don't have to weigh in right away. What else can we do with the show? Okay, because I'm always wanting to try things, but I've reached a point in my career and in my art where I just don't try just anything. You know, I mean, you can go out and put a microphone in the face of a bum and as Bob Dylan said, get him vomiting into the sewer, you know, if you want. But I don't really know if that's constructive because what I understand now from what I do is you want to try things and you want to be fearless, but you don't want to be spinning your fucking wheels. I want to know, and I know this is going to take a while because everybody's talking right now about the buffering. I want to know what more we can do with the show. You know, it's basically become a show with all the phone calls stripped out of it. What I would do if I just could do anything I wanted to do. Sit here on my ass and just create all this weird shit. And I know that some days it's, God damn, check this out, man. They're doing a Christmas DVD sale and this one chick, well, I better not say. No, not her. Not Carol Burnett, no. But I'm a guy that is always looking to evolve the thing. So there's a question for you, and I've been thinking, a lot of people have said to me,
well, every week when you do the chat, you should have a question for the...
I don't believe in that, man, because my people are uncontrollable. Yeah, I've heard of Twitch, Kyle. I have. In fact, we wanted to put the Lions on Twitch, the Milwaukee Lions, and we were going to put the Milwaukee Lions on Twitch. We were all set to put the Milwaukee Lions on Twitch for a 2016 season, and I had this massive fucking exodus of people in August, and just everything went to shit, and we never did get the Lions up and running on Twitch, but I'm telling you, and not only that, and a lot of you guys may not know this, Kyle, you know this, there are people who have created teams on Twitch who are selling these fucking teams. They're selling their franchises for like a lot of fucking money. One guy sold some video, some gaming team that he had. He sold it for like six figures. I shit you not. So Twitch is definitely in our plans, man. But here's the thing. I want to make sure that the premium, the subscribers get everything that everybody else gets for free. So for instance, this week I was talking to my guys. I said, I want to do remotes and I want to do video remotes. We almost were in Washington, D.C. for the election. The reason why we are not in Washington is we had a platform that we could deliver live streaming video from a remote location on a cell phone. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is fucking great. I talked to our support guys. They said, yeah, you know, but we haven't had a chance to test it. I said, I don't want to go to D.C. without testing this shit. So that is, you know, obviously the election is over and that shit's done. I said, you know, I might as well just do what I told my listeners I was going to do. We'll do the election here from, you know, the old El Pacifico. But this is in my thinking, see. So everything that we do is for our subscribers first. Everything else is bullshit. Everything else is marketing. Everything else is advertising. Everything else is what it is. You guys that are with me on the chat every week are the sort of the most active and visual and verbal of all of our subscribers, because the rest of the folks, and this is the case with sort of, excuse me for saying this, I'm not saying you guys are abnormal, but this is the case with kind of, you know, goofy people. You guys stand out. The rest of the world just sits back and does what they do. So that's why I kind of engage you guys on some of these questions. What was the general's name of the old Art Bell bit, asks Brian. It was General Johnson Jameson, Brian. Ken, if it's in production, it's already obsolete. Phil, or have a panelist interview a BSP of the week. That's not a bad idea. Jamie, my thoughts were to do some kind of twisted news variety show like the Today Show from hell. What's in the mug tonight, Allie? Is that what you're asking me? It is Don Julio, silver, straight, two shots, boom, no messing around. Like the guy said there in that movie California Split. Hey, light touch. Next time, put some booze in it, huh? Never mind. Just put two shots in there. That way, you can't fool around with it. Great movie. Yeah, General Johnson Jameson. Apathy. Maybe a collaboration of sorts, Phil. Mr. Pinkett of Red Letter Media and the World of Phil. Now, who is Mr. Pinkett? Apathy, come on, man. Lay it on me, baby. Who is that cat? John, my wife is obsessed with Bobby Dooley and now recruiting women to nude walk. You gotta fucking love that, man. That's gold right there. If that's true, send pictures and fuck it, we'll do a play-by-play of that shit, man. So let me know, John. Brian, here's Bernie G. Phil, I'd love to hear Margaret sing "The Impossible Dream" and "Wildflower" by Skylark. That's funny. She faced the hardest times she could imagine, and many times. I know that song. By the way, Bernie, thank you for that photograph on Facebook this week, Bernie. Put a picture of three guys pouring a fucking slab of concrete. And I'm like, oh, shit. The only thing about that picture you sent me, Bernie, is that those dudes looked like they were up north someplace. Because in Florida, we had on shorts, no shirts, no fucking head covering. And it was hot as shit. And, you know, But I was the guy raking that shit back while the dude with the 2x4 was flattening it. And then you saw that other dude on the side with the bull float. I also worked the bull float. And I also used some of the other sort of float trowels. But the fine finishing, I never did because that took an artist. And I think I told you guys the story of Gary Newbolt was my last teacher in life before I got into radio. He was teaching me how to finish cement. And Gary had a stutter. Great guy. Gary is a terrific guy from Sacramento, California. I met him down in Orlando when we were doing all these jobs down there. And he says, "And now, Phil, you gotta hold on to that fucking thing, man. You know, grip it like you're beating your meat." And I said, "Thank you very much, Gary." He says, "No problem." Nice guy, though. Nice guy. Old school greaser, you know, with the pompadour, because it was back in the early 70s. Cats were still wearing that hair. And he was a horseman. He had saddles. He had every kind of goddamn... he was into horses and saddles. And he says to me, I knew this guy. He moved into my house and everything, man. And the dude, we took care of him because, you know, he'd split from his old lady and all that kind of shit. Well, anyway, man, I came back one day and found my fucking saddles were stolen, man. I said, this dude stole them. Fucking A. So, you know, I told him, I said, you bring the saddles back or I'm going to fucking... He says, I'm going to hold your fucking hands down on the hood of a car. He said, I had a crowbar. I was going to bust every bone in both hands. And I thought, Jesus, Gary, you just went from being the nicest guy I've ever met to pretty scary, dude. But anyway, that was Gary. Bring Phil Hendry and friends to Portland. Great idea, Paulie. And it's a great idea. And Portland is a fucking great comedy market. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be up there. So we'll get booked. I promise you, we'll get fucking booked up there. Flare Drop is with us. That's a new person. Brendan is with us. Pauly B, I think that's a brand spanking new guy from Portland. Vic Lombardi, I know, is old, one of our old-timers. Anna Mehta. Would love to hear more Margaret and John Jerryman's Christmas songs. What did you guys think of that one cut from... that Laurel and Hardy. You made me what I am today. David Jefferson, I want a show about how the panel is spooked like a horse about smart speakers. What? You're going to have to give me a little more background on that. Alexis, Phil, have a BSP of the week. Interview a character of their choice. That's a great idea, man. Yeah, that's the way to get you guys involved. So you're like hyper listeners. You're not the dummies that used to call. You are like super hyper fans of the show. And Paulie B says, I will be the first in line, brother, for tickets to Portland. Thank you, man. Here's Allie. But going for the kiss at the end of the date isn't necessarily a sign of disrespect, right? She must be talking to somebody. Are you talking to me, Allie? No, it's not. Brendan, I second Jeff, except Margaret would add some improv, of course. Cody Elms is talking to Allie. I think if you're going to approach it naturally. So you guys are having a conversation about how to make out on a date. That's great. Jonathan D is involved in that. Alexis, I'll take the fourth road trip to Portland. You know what? Portland's a great idea. Portland's a perfect idea. What's the number one club in Portland, you guys? What's the number one fucking comedy club in Portland? That I want to know. Now, last night I had a conversation with someone, and they said to me, are you going to do the HendryCon? Are you going to do the small? I said, we want to do small gatherings. And I don't know who it was, but they said, bullshit. Nah, bullshit. You know, that's not, you know, I said, I think it's just right. I think it's just right. I think rather than have one big, enormous fucking thing, we go to where our listeners are and we just have meet and greets, you know? Restaurants, you know, nightclubs, shit like that. Not massively huge Las Vegas meetups. That's what I think is the key right there. Ryan, talking about HendryCon in Phoenix. Bernie, Phil, you mentioned Geraldo Rivera going into a mental hospital. It was Willowbrook in Staten Island. Yeah. let me ask something, man. Is that the place that they shut down and they think that that, like, cat haunts it? You know what I mean? Do you know the guy I'm talking about? It was a mental institution, I believe, on Staten Island. And there is a urban legend surrounding it. Okay. I don't know whether that's the one that Geraldo went into, but it was shut down, and it's a trip. Bryn, the Laurel and Hardy cut was brilliantly ghastly. Adam, me too. Seems like a lot of us came out tonight. I'm happy to see all you guys here. Harvey's Comedy Club in Portland. All right. I'm telling you, man, we got to do that. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to start my own goddamn production company, though, you know? Colby Jack is talking to Allie about, they're talking about making out on dates and shit. Allie and the rest of those guys are like old school people. So if you're new here, you can talk to me. It's okay. You don't have to be involved in any conversation they're having about making out or, you know, abnormal sex on the hood of a car, which is what they talk about all the time. You and Tina will be there. Alexis, where? At my Portland date? Beautiful. Cleveland. Kyle. Kyle, did you say you were in Cleveland? Did I miss that? That's awesome. I knew a girl in Cleveland once, and I really fucked up with her, man. I really messed up. This was before I got married. This is right after I got to L.A., just before I left Miami, and I knew this girl in Cleveland, and it could have been a beautiful thing, but I just got too... I guess I got too busy or something, but if you run into her, her name is... because I think she was married. No, she, it was not a good, if she was, it was like on the downside. I don't know. She told me a big, long story. Cody is asking Kyle if he's a Browns fan. Well, hell yeah. Jen, small gathering sounds great. Yeah. Jen, you know what I'm saying? Orlando. Now, where are you at, Jen? Are you in Central Florida? Yeah, Orlando. I go, what I want to do is a tour where we're going and we're just hanging with BSPs in all these little towns, you know, and we're popping from one town to the next, and it becomes sort of like, oh, wow, where's Phil going to be next? And as we go from town to town, it gets bigger and bigger, you know, sort of this momentum begins to build. That was not my idea. That was the idea of Sound Mountain, the guys that I have that are doing some marketing for me, and they're really smart guys. They're all like, you know, millennial dudes. And they have that one strand of hair that sticks out, and you know they're perfect, you know. And these cats are all like, well, I don't know. So seems to me like you're a whole brand, you know. But that was their suggestion, and I liked it. That was a manageable thing to do. The other thing that I want to do. Here, Alexis. Phil, my best friend and I were having issues with Canadian traffic last weekend, so I randomly broke into song with There's a Midget and Go With It. I'd improvise to go with the road rage. Perfect. Go with it. God damn. Phil, you ever drink, this is from David Jefferson, you ever drink Everclear? No, man. Everclear is like fucking furniture. Isn't Everclear like spot remover or some shit? Oh, Cropsy. Yeah, Jamie, that's who I'm thinking of, Cropsy. Now, Bernie brought up the mental hospital or the institution on Staten Island, and I know that there was some ridiculous urban legend of this guy, you know, haunting that place. Now, there was an actual very strange man that they took into custody, and everybody said it's Cropsy. I heard the man interviewed, actually, and you probably did, too, if you followed that story. He looks very strange, but when he opens his mouth and says shit, he sounds like a normal guy. The closest thing I've ever seen to, like, that mob mentality taking over, and for all I know, an innocent man being, you know, strung up. But if you ever want to see And this movie obviously was written and based on all that Cropsey legend shit. But if you ever want to see a really great fucking horror movie, and I think it's really good, and I think it'll scare the shit out of you. Maybe not scare the shit completely out of you, but partially out of you. Go see this movie, Dead Girl. And you can get it on Amazon. You can get it over on fucking Netflix. Dead Girl is fucking great. It's about, and I'll give you the buildup. These, I think they're high school students, are interested in an abandoned mental institution, kind of like the one on Staten Island. And let's go over there, man. Let's check it out. So they go over. They're looking at shit. They're throwing chairs through windows, whatever teenage boys do. And they go way, way down into the basement of this place, and they find a girl who is covered in fucking, you know, that heavy, thick plastic, that's wrapping plastic stuff, and she's chained to a wall. And they pull this plastic off of her, and they see her, and she's just like alive, but she's sort of half alive. She's sort of in a state of quasi-coma. And these guys proceed to descend to the lowest level of human behavior rather than save her or, you know, they decide that they're going to take advantage of her. And they go down every day and they basically rape her, take advantage of her. They tell their friends about it. Their friends come, all this shit. Turns out Dead Girl is a zombie, man. She's like a dead, she's dead. She's like the undead. And somehow she made her way to this nut house, probably because somebody committed her there, and they didn't know what to do with her, so they chained her to a fucking wall, and then the whole place is abandoned, and they leave her there. And these high school male kids find her and begin to take advantage of her, and I'll just let your imagination run wild with it as to what happens, but it's fucking awesome. Check it out. Dead Girl. Hey, Jeff asks Phil, any word on the Florida tapes? Yeah, Jeff, our good friends at TuneIn have a way of converting from analog to digital. That's been the only hang-up, Jeff. You'd be surprised at how difficult it is to find a studio where they will take a 10-inch analog reel of tape and transfer it onto digital. But I think we have the answer. And I'll tell you what, I will promise you this. And I'm probably going to drive some people crazy, but I'll promise you this. We'll have at least a few of the tapes up by the 1st of February. Okay? I already heard one of them. It's from 96, and it was some kind of a countdown that we were doing. It was just before we split and came to Los Angeles. So that is a promise, man. Phil, you may have told this before, but you left Miami, landed in Ventura before KFI, right? How'd that jump to KFI work? No, I left Miami and went to L.A., Jonathan. I was in Ventura. Here's what happened. I was a disc jockey for 17 years. And probably the pinnacle of my DJ years was morning drive at KLSX just before it flipped to talk. I got fired from that job, and that was in the late 80s. And I did very briefly a weekend talk show at KFI, but it was very traditional. It was a straight news talk show where I was, let's bring on now and interview a person. And I got canned from that. And that was in the spring of 1990. In the summer of 1990, I went to KVEN in Ventura, right up the beach from where we are here today. And that began the Phil Hendry Show as we, I guess, quote unquote, know it today. And from Ventura, I did a lot of shit in Ventura. I did a lot of goofy shit, a lot of crazy shit. It was the first time in my whole career that I did, you know, stuff that I actually liked doing. I was enjoying the show, which doesn't keep you from being fired, because I got fired from that job, too. But as I told my friend Big Don, who I'm going to the SC-UCLA game with on Saturday night, I said, I'm really proud of what I'm doing now. He goes, well, let me listen to it, man. And so we played a bunch of tapes. I was up visiting them in San Francisco, and you know, and he thought it was funny. So I left Ventura in 1992, and I went to Atlanta. I went from Atlanta in 93 up to Minneapolis, and I was in Minneapolis for a year till 94, and I went to Miami, and I stayed in Miami for 2.5 years, and in the fall of 96, came back to L.A., So that's how Ventura fits in with all of that. Brendan says, pretty sure I've used Everclear to preserve some biological samples in the lab. What do you do, Brendan? You a lab technician of some kind? Phil says, Ben, you could do your show from here for a couple of days. Where are you at, Ben? Tell me again. You're new, dude. I don't think I've talked to you before. Oh, you're in Dubai, dude. Oh, fuck yes. Jesus, that's whack. I'd be arrested, wouldn't I? We were thinking of doing the show from Israel. I had a I was serious about doing the show from Israel when I was real, you know, when I was hyper psycho about all the shit post 9/11. Bernie G says, I've eaten cherries soaked in Everclear. That's really great. What? Colby Jack, Ben, every once in a while I do a voiceover work for a guy in Amman, Jordan. Colby, what's your name, man? We should trade professional information, you know? Apathy, 2673, 150 proof or 190 for the good day drink Everclear. God damn, you guys, what is that shit? You're drinking, is that like moonshine? What is it? Brennan, Everclear cherries actually don't sound half bad. Dead girl is fucked. Shit literally was scared out of me. Yeah, man. Yeah, dead girl's fucked up. And forgive me, ladies who are watching, and Colby knows the scene. You know, like the school jock is finally invited down to this basement to, you know, to sample dead girl. And it's oral performed on him. Well, what you're thinking does happen. And it's totally fucked up. I'll tell you one thing about that movie. I did not like how it ended. It ended with one of the guys, dead girl. Well, I'm not going to tell you how it ended. I'm not going to tell you. All right. Bernie G, we have Everclear cherries. So Cody and Bernie G are down with this Everclear shit. Colby Jack is talking about, funny you say that. I speak American English, and the guy I work for is from the UK but lives in Amman. Jason, Dead Girl the Musical. Ali, Kyle, did he? Okay, I'm behind on podcasts. Maybe I should get down here all the way to the bottom here because I'm not. Is Phil live? William, yeah, I'm here. William, how you doing, buddy? I am live. I'm talking live. Problem is, William, sometimes I'm way, way up the thread, and I'm not caught up. Yvette, hey, Phil, enjoy USC, UCLA, pulling for SC. Yeah, you know, Yvette, I was an SC fan growing up. My friend Don is a UCLA fan, primarily because he does a lot of work for UCLA, but also because he's just sort of a contrarian, and Don, I don't think Don's as much a football fan as he is like a basketball, baseball fan. So he always is pulling for whatever team everybody else is pulling. Everybody pretty much pulls for SC, where I come from. And, you know, I grew up in a Catholic parish, so SC Notre Dame was the big game. And it'll be fun. It's going to be the Rose Bowl. I haven't been to a football game in a long time, man. I had season seats for the Rams, so, hey, fuck it. You know, sounds great. Thank you, Yvette. Let's see here. Allie, William, yes, he's just buffering a lot tonight. Yeah, hey, William, how you doing, brother? I'm sorry about the buffering. Paulie, Dead Girl the Musical starring Margaret Gray. Cody L's most scary movies end poorly. It is probably one of the more difficult movie genres to end well. Well, they're always trying to top themselves, Cody, you know? Don't you think? I mean, you got a great scare out of it. So just end it now, you know? I mean, you resolved it, and that's good. But they're always trying to sort of, like, spin it up one more notch, and, you know, I don't think it necessarily is a bad thing in a horror movie to have the hero remain a hero. I don't think he has to become as degenerate as, you know, everything else. But, hey, we live in those times. Kyle, isn't that how Dr. Arthur Barnes kills the vampire? I'm not sure I know what you're referring to, but you may be referring to Dead Girl and whatever they did to her. Flare Drop, how you doing? Hey, brother, Flare Drop, where are you at tonight, if you don't mind me asking you? Flare Drop says, Snowpiercer is a good flick. I saw that all over my fucking TV for a month, and I wanted to watch it, and I didn't. Tilda Swinton is in it, right? She looks awesome. She's got this crazed fucking makeup on. It looks cool. I mean, what is that based on? Who is the author of the story? Bernie G. Phil, I have a great story about getting arrested at Willowbrook Park that I'll tell you when I see you at a shady bar. Now, what did you just say about Willowbrook, man? What is Willowbrook? Is that the nut house? What did Bernie tell me about Willowbrook? God damn it. I'm sorry, Bernie. You mentioned Willowbrook once before. Ben, Phil, you could come here and do the show from Dubai, stay at our place, do the show from various sites around Dubai. Coming before March is imperative, though. Too hot starting in April. Well, I mean, if I'm doing this goofy show from Dubai, dude, so Bryn and Nathan are getting buffering. Yeah, you got to reload the page. I'm so fucking... I'm talking to this Frontier. Yeah, I'm looking at buffering, too, man. I mean, No, it wasn't. Mine wasn't buffering. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. You dragged me. Okay. William, the hero of that movie, Snowpiercer, eats a baby. Yes. Fuck yes. Nathan says, yes, delicious. Allie, the poutine thing from last week was funny. Well, thank you, Allie. I'm glad that you found at least one thing funny in all this shit that I shovel out there just for your benefit. Because the only thing in this world that is important to me, the only thing, Allie, is your happiness. And I like Allie's just, yeah, the poutine thing was okay. Thank you. I'm fucking around. You know, I'm kidding. Where you been, Allie? What are you doing, man? You got a boyfriend? Bernie G, it's okay, Phil. It was next to the hospital. Oh, Geraldo. Yeah. Okay. Because I was on the right track. I knew it was that Staten Island nut house thing. All right, let's do it, man. I'm there. Bernie, you live in Daytona Beach, though, so this is on one of your runs up to hither and thither, isn't it right? Okay. Yeah, last week, poutine. This week, Everclear. Bryn. Just got unbuffed. After the chat, I had poutine. All right. I'm sorry about the buffering, you guys. I just it really pisses me off, too. And I. However, we get closer to the solution. And really, to tell you the truth, this is why we're having a redesign on the website. This is why we are, you know, upgrading our players. The players that we use are a little, you know, sort of old school and deficient. So we're going to have new players. That is what you listen to the podcast on our site. And also we're going to have an additional player for any live streaming that we do. And I shouldn't be talking out of school because, you know, it may not happen, but, you know, we are talking to our friends at TuneIn. They're great guys. If we do business, great. If we don't, we don't. I understand, but they're really terrific people. And we have the opportunity to have a couple of streaming radio stations there, which will help us over here on the website. Because, like I said, everything we do is about you guys. How about that? I stay awake at night worrying about your asses. All right, Ben, everyone, you're not going to believe this. Poutine in Dubai. Okay, here's Ben. Just sent me a link for poutine in Dubai. This is weird. There you see it. Poutine in Dubai. Expectation. Logma. What the fuck is this shit, Jack? Did you enter the Media Lounge TML Dubai Media City? Let's check the poutine out in Dubai. There's their phone number. Operating. Highlights. Breakfast. Home delivery. They got fucking poutine. They also have free shisha at the Media Lounge, Dubai. How about that, man? And when you walk in the door, you hear, "You made me what I am today." Here's Big Smoke Burger. Yeah, I'll bet it is. And this is in Dubai. Hey, Ben, you got it going on there, man. Look at that fucking burger. That ain't bad. Ben lives in Dubai. This is from our good friend Ben. All kinds of shit. Only problem, Ben, is I worry if I go there, do I get arrested because I looked at a woman the wrong way? You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to be disrespectful, seriously, but I worry about like suddenly getting picked up off the street. Here is this is Hot Dog. That's a great name for a restaurant. See, the folks in Dubai got their shit together. This is Hot Dog. Now, what are you guys specializing in? This is Hot Dog. Well, that's the name of your restaurant, but no, that's what we do, too. This is Hot Dog. You're pointing at your dick, sir. All right, so. Anyway, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. That was crude. What is this? Wow. I'm getting hungry now, man. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I am definitely in the mood for some Dubai poutine. I would start, that would be the name of the restaurant, the Dubai poutine. What are this, all comments from like, you know, San Sam? Yeah, I'm out there, San Sam, out here in the dunes. Want to just check in? Awesome. Bistro, Soho Grill. In the Trade Center area, okay. Soho Grill. Ben, where do you live, man? There's McGettigan's Irish Pub. Check this shit out. This is in Dubai? McGettigan's Irish Pub. Bet you they got poutine in that joint, too. Look at table booking not available. Oh, so you can't make reservations. I guess that's what they call making a reservation. Table booking. All right. I can dig it. Only cuisine they got there is Irish. Fuck it. You do not get anything else but Irish. Your shit is just going to have to live with that, you know. Well, how about that, you guys? Ben, thank you, brother. Let's have a fucking BSP hookup in Dubai. That's where I'm at. Shit. Dubai dogs. They want to put their meat in your mouth. Would love to hear from Raj Fanin and his son, Todd. Let's check out the... Raj, have you seen this? What is this? Well, check this out, man. It was a link that was sent to us here from Ben in Dubai. Now, I know this man, Ben. You know, he is... I don't know. No, you don't know shit about Ben. Ben is our main man. Here. Oh, here we go. You know this place? Oh, fuck yes. McGettigan's Irish Pub. There's a place in Dubai. They also have this Alexandria, too. Todd, come here. You know, Bugnata Sata.
Tuga?
Kasata, Luton FC American.
Ah, Nadegutoyan.
Yeah, Todd loves the hot dog. They do a mean hot dog, he says. Todd says that? No. The guy standing behind. Yes, Todd says. All right. But that's a good place. Go back. Okay, yeah. Look at this. This place, my favorite. When I'm in Dubai, I never miss out main oyster bar and grill. This place kick ass. And look, see, they got the oyster bar there. Now, I know about oyster bars, so don't fuck with me, man, okay? Who's fucking with you, man? I know about it. You do? Yeah. So do they shuck them right there? What? What? No, they got on the butai. He thinks you're saying something, Daddy. No, I'm telling you, do they shuck the fucking oysters there? God damn, man. You outrage my son. Yes, they shuck them. Because if they do, our ass is in, Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. They shuck them and they lightly steam anything you need, anything you want. Yeah, this place is great. I used to go there for when I was in town for, you know, trade shows. And now, look at this, West Lodge Saloon. I don't know this place. It looks Western.
Ito Huta.
Ito de Glimutu Katsanta.
Ito Huta.
Prick. Fucking kid, you know. What did he say? None of your business. This place here, West Lodge Saloon, look at this. And they've got good drinks. I say the food is... So, a good place for drinks. Yeah, because look, they oversee the whole of Dubai.
right here. They oversee the whole of Dubai right here. See the windows?
Looks cool.
Yeah, it's great. And the bar, so it's good. But the food, you take your chance, you know? Then they have Philly cheese. You like the Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, I like it.
Todd, Philly cheesesteak, what can I? Yeah, Todd likes too, you know?
Philly cheesesteak kicks ass, and there's New York fries, huh?
Yeah, I don't know this place, New York fries. But overall is House of Pizza.
Well, that's real original.
Hey, what do you want, you know? House of Pizza, Todd, you think? Oh, we went to this after his uncle's birthday. That's right. This place, look. See, this is poutine.
That's poutine.
Yeah, it's poutine. Look, it's House of Pizza poutine. Todd, you want to poutine like what you pay?
No, no, but poutine?
No. Lots of poutine. I love the poutine.
Yeah, come to poutine.
What a little prick. What did he do?
He's giving me lip, you know?
That's a nundu.
You don't get that similar one there. Go to mama.
That's a nundu.
Go to mama.
Hello?
Mama, did they put you at the Todd?
No.
I had to tell his mother.
Hello, Mrs. Fanin.
Hello.
All right, so there you go. House of Pizza. Shit, man. That is rock and roll, that shit. I'm down with that. Hey, dude. Hey, Ben, let's do it, man. Let's get, I don't know. How do we get a package? How do we get a travel package to Dubai? You know, like we have 30, I figured maybe get 30, 40 BSPs. We have 30 or 40 mentally disturbed Americans and they're heading our way and they want fucking Arab poutine. LAX to Dubai, will Sky Baby be on a flight? Down with that, man. All the competition he has from Dubai. Oh, man, that looks like so much fun. The clam locker in Dubai. Jen, no car bombs at that Irish pub. Oh, shit. Well, Dubai, I think, is pretty... Ben can tell it. I think Dubai is, you know, they're pretty solid. Who the fuck knows these days, though, you know? Todd and Sky Baby. Here's our little Todd and Sky Baby should do the traffic. Anameta, Todd is getting sassy, right? Time to slap him. He did. He slapped his ass. Jacob, this is great. I'm gonna definitely try to hit up more Friday chats. Hey, Jacob, you gotta hang with us, man, because it's fun. Bernie G, who remembers Raj saying biggest American lies? Checks in the mail, yeah. Oh, yeah. Biggest American lie. Check is in the mail. Okay? Checks in the mail.
Yeah, checks in the mail. Next American lie. I lost... Hey, everyone. I lost 5 pounds. You know?
That's the biggest...
Oh, it's total bullshit. Anytime American says to you, I lost 5 pounds, bullshit. It's got to be.
Not a little.
Hey, shut.
Hello.
Take him out of here. I don't want to see.
West Lodge Saloon, where you can eat American lies. That West Lodge Saloon looked pretty cool. Yvette, it's 9:45. Yes, Yvette, it's 9:45. What about it? Bernie G, and my neck hurts. It's 9:45 and my neck hurts. You guys are getting weird on me here. Nathan, we want to put our goat in your mouth. Jeff, our meat comes served in a burqa.
Isn't that cute?
Our meat comes served in a burqa, Ted's of Dubai. William, the best that is they try to eat the Irish slop, these fat American bastards.
These Americans, they eat the Irish slop, you know.
And, well, what about, like, Egyptian slop?
What? Egyptian slop? No such thing. Egyptian food, good, solid, stick to ribs. Good food.
I feel like with the incoming president that Raj could absolutely make a steady appearance on the show. Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of poutine? This is Jeff's suggestion.
It's shit, you know.
You want to watch your language, man?
Well, you what are you? Oh my God! You don't let me. I see everybody to say.
So what do you think?
I think it's dog shit. I would not touch poutine with your lips. It's no good. Americans love that kind of garbage because it's made from French fry. Americans love French fry. You mash up, you put into mouth, you go, hey, I eat poutine. They give it a name like poutine. They think it sounds exotic. To me, when you say, I just ate poutine, I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, have you had your vaccination? You know.
Well, what does it sound like?
It's like a mold or something. I licked poutine off the bathroom tile. So, I would not eat. My son, you know, Todd.
Todd, what do you think of poutine?
Yeah, the poodle.
Oh, you dirty little... See, you encouraged that boy to use filthy language.
Sorry. Ken foresee 40 of us on a military hop. God, that'd be great, man. You know, I got a buddy of mine, Ray Bell, flew to Australia on regular runs with racehorses. So he was sitting... Literally, he had a seat in the big fucking cargo bay where these horses were. You know? So that's what I think we need. We need a military transport where we're just belted in, you know. Ben. Here's Ben in Dubai. Phil, massage parlors are over. Now, this is Ben, who is our Dubai connection. Ben's down there. Massage parlors are overlooked here, but it's good for business. But it's a town of differences. Mosques on every corner. Have to go to a hotel to drink. Get deported if you drink and drive. But massage parlors, pork if you want where to get it. Pork if you know where to get it. And anything sexy you want. So Ben's saying sex, yes. You can eat pork if you know where to get it. You can drink if you're drinking in the hotel. Yeah. Drinking in the hotel. You'll get deported if you drink and drive. And lots of fucking mosques. I'm down with that, man, because think about that. If you think about it, drinking in the hotel is probably the best fucking idea for all concerned. So I get hammered, I don't know about the rest of you guys, and I go staggering out into the streets. It's over, you know? I mean, I'm going to get... Not that I would do anything, but probably just some guy... Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. You know where San Quentin is? Yeah, you do, don't you, asshole? Jamie, 40 of us go to Dubai, only 30 are coming back. That's the truth. Dude, Allie, there might be drinking involved, apathy. 30 to 40 Americans get thrown in Dubai jail for alcohol violations and nudity. That'd be about it, you know. The way I figure you guys, and I know me, it would just be booze and nudisms, you know, nude acts. No violence. We're peace-loving people, man, you know. Of course, we would be the victims of, like, I don't know, terrorisms and shit. Brendan, in Anchorage, drunk driving is all but encouraged. Pauly B, have Sky Baby do traffic in Dubai. Got to do that. Allie says, Nate, correction, there is drinking involved. Cody Elms, is there Don Julio in Dubai? I bet you not. I bet you we got to bring that shit in. Did you guys hear the story? I don't think I ever told you the story. And maybe it's different nowadays. The Canadian hockey team, when they played the Russians, brought 300 cases of beer. 300 cases of beer with them. And about 150 they recovered at the airport. The rest was just fucking ripped off, stolen. The way I got it figured, a lot of these countries... You know, I mean, I don't mean to say anything, but some of these countries that are not quite, you know, nailed down, let's say, you get your shit stolen, man. I bet you if we went over there with Don Julio tequila, how much am I going to go over there with? It's probably not that much, so I wouldn't give a shit. Case in point, the shot I just took and I'm about to take. What are you drinking, Allie? You're asking me what I'm drinking. Sousa.
Oh!
You drinking Sousa straight? Girl, you gotta mix that shit up with... Sousa's margarita tequila. I wouldn't drink that shit straight. I mean, if you want, but... Don Julio, yes. Allie, you are rooming. Well, look at this. Jeff's hitting up on Allie. Okay, cool. MD Phil fan, they supersize.
You know, Phil, you go to Dubai, they're going to supersize.
Oh, see, so that was the thing you were telling me you didn't like about America.
Right, I don't like, but they supersize.
Where?
In Dubai, they supersize. No one likes Dubai because of this. It's all America.
Were they influenced by America?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
Got a movie in the tower.
See, Todd says they were influenced by America and the fast food in Dubai sucks now. Because, right, Todd? Do you want the machine?
No.
Is it that one good, supersize, good one?
No, the one about the tower.
See?
And I don't understand what he's fucking saying.
Oh, wow, you just did the F word?
Ben, Phil and all, guaranteed your image of Middle Eastern and Muslim people will be forever changed for the better. Hey, Ben. Oh, my God, there's some really ugly lady on TV. All right. Now, we have to make this happen, because now, I'm serious. I'm fucking serious. We have to make this happen, because now I got it in my, I want to do it. Here's how I figure it happens. As a tour package, if you want to come, you buy. You know what I'm saying? You buy a seat. And I've done these before. I've done radio tours. I did London, you know, three times with my listeners. You know, cats have done. You do it like a cruise, only we're doing Dubai. All I got to find out is who do I hook up with in Dubai that does this kind of shit, runs from America to Dubai. Boom. We do a Phil Henry show, you know, a Dubai run. I do the show for you guys like every night. So we're sitting there getting fucking hammered and I'm doing the podcast, which would, oh Christ. You know, during the day, you guys, they'll have shit set up for you. And you know, the way they run these things, you can do it or not. You know, you can, Allie, Thunder's doing great. Thank you. Thunder, where are you, honey? Allie, thanks for the question. Thunder's doing great. She is somewhere, man. She's terrific. She's just she's a sweetie. Because Poncho is back in the valley. Poncho's over at Lauren's place in the valley. Poncho's not here anymore, which is good. He doesn't need to be because his diabetes is in remission. So with Poncho gone, Thunder is like, man, this is my house now, you know, and she is living large. So anyway, Ben, the way this is done... Yeah, the way this is done, man, because I've done a million of these, is we get a tour package. You find a group that does regular tours from California, from the United States to Dubai. And you buy a package, and you buy for like a week. And we go down there. I do the show. Part of it is watch Phil do his show. Whoopee-doo. And then the next thing is dinner every night. Then the next thing is... I don't want to see. Probably they don't have pub crawls, you know. They'll probably have some bullshit like mosque tours. Maybe, you know, which, you know, might be interesting. And then we should, you know, be able to go to some of these. And now today we go to American Eatery. We go to Wessel Lodge and they have poutine, you know. Yeah, let's do it, man. Okay. But don't get too used to that shit because, you know. All right, man. And maybe there's some, you know, recreation day where they have, like, swimming or some shit like that. Beaches or, you know? All right, Bernie, see you later, brother. Bernie is out. He's at a truck stop on Thanksgiving. Bernie, who loves you, man? Thank you, Bryn, whoever observes it. Air Force One will make a nonstop run to Dubai. Anyone ever watch some one live stream them self-sleeping? Not me, no. All right, listen, you guys, I think we got the, I'm totally into this idea. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm totally into this idea. Oh no, man, don't tell me. How did this stop? Anyway, great idea. I'm telling you right fucking now, we're going to Dubai. I don't give a shit if only three people come with me. Phil Henry Show, the trip of a lifetime to Dubai. Who would ever think that our show and my listeners would wind up in fucking Dubai. Not Israel, not Iran, Dubai. Maybe they'll let us go to Donald Trump's golf course there. He's got one, or he did. Man, I love that idea. I am telling you right now, I love that idea. All right. I'll do everything I can to make that happen. That's going to be one more thing on top of all the other shit we got going on. And I'll probably get a bunch of shit from people saying, why are you doing that? Because we've got all the... Because I want to do it, man. I want to do it. All right, sports fans. All right, tomorrow's movie, the Saturday Cinema, is Teenagers from Space. Seriously, Teenagers from Space. Oh, man, is it fucked up. It really is. So Teenagers from Space, tomorrow, right here at PhilHenrySHow.com. Thanks so much, guys, for being with me every week. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Don't forget, we live stream on Sunday night, so you can come on in and chat on Sunday night. I'm not really going to be paying too much attention to you because I'm doing whatever the fuck it is I do, but you can be with us on Sunday nights. Every Sunday night, 6 o'clock, we begin our live stream of our Monday show, which we record, so that's Sunday night. See you next week. See you Sunday night. We'll see you everywhere.